Christopher sets the pace for this program, which is made up of your work, selected from the prize-winning entries that we've received. Of course, we've had many hundreds of stories, essays, and poems from you, and they've come from all over the country. And receiving them has been very exciting and stimulating to us, and I'd like to say a sincere thank you to all our contributors, whether or not they've been selected as prize winners. Now, judging this enormous work, and this is only a part of it here, it hasn't been easy because the standard was so high. And the judges had other difficulties too. For example, we felt bound to make an age limit of 16. Now, we've had more prize-winning entries than we can deal with in 20 minutes, but before we show you a selection of what we consider your best work, let's take a look at schools which were outstanding in the work that they sent to us. The Town and Country School, Hampstead. Buckler's Mead Secondary Modern School, Yeovil. I hope those cars belong to the pupils. And the West Lane Grammar School, Brighton, who gave us some outstanding poetry. And St. Patrick's Open Air School, Hayling. Now, one program that drew a lot of entries was the program called Doing a Ton. Now, the sheer physical joy, the sense of release and exhilaration that speeding can give you is well brought out by Jenny Beecham. Jenny attends the Town and Country School, Hampstead, and she's 14. Here she describes a rocker as he sets out to do a ton.
I slip my hands forward on the hand grip. As I push aggressively at the revving pedal by my right foot, the bike begins to rumble beneath me. I turn the hand grip a little more and accelerate slowly. I'm at the mouth of a woody lane. I watch the traffic for a few moments as it shoots by and I long to join a race. I find myself flashing along the road, my hands slowly sliding the accelerator forward. Forward. The trees have gone forever. The lorries seem like unwieldy oxen rambling along as I shoot by. I feel as if I were flying. I look down at the speedometer. 90 miles an hour, 95, 100. I feel as if a burden has been lifted from me.
Juvenile delinquents are misfits in society, and they too can be very lonely. Melanie King of the Town and Country School, Hampstead, is 15. But her story of a delinquent boy shows a depth of understanding many older people might envy. And what's so good about it, and I'm sorry but it's our last piece today, is that the writer gets inside the boy's character and understands how, for all his outward toughness, he has an inward kindness, a sense of gentleness that he badly needs to express. And in a way, Melanie's story sums up all we've tried to say about English and life. It's concerned with life. Honestly concerned, and because the feelings expressed are good and honest feelings, the English takes care of itself, and that's good and honest too. He sat on a dirty, broken step outside the dairy shop, scanning the world with his dark, clouded eyes. His hair was a tangled mess, and his hands and fingernails were covered in dirt. He heard the sound of a telephone ring faintly behind him and looked back with alert interest. An old woman shuffled into her back room to answer it. He glanced around, then without a second thought, dashed into the dairy while no one was there, cut all the tops off the milk cartons and poured the contents onto the floor. He shoved a packet of biscuits into his pocket and ran whistling down the road with no expression at all on his face. When he was halfway home, he stopped and looked at the lamppost. It was smashed, and the glass still scattered around on the pavement. He had done that with some friends about two nights previously. He went on and passed the door of his home. He had no reason to go in. His father was at work, and his mother would probably still be in bed. She wouldn't bother herself to make any lunch for him, and in any case, he was supposed to be at school. He sauntered down a quiet street, nipped in and out of some gardens, ringing doorbells and traipsing over flower beds. A small dog with sad eyes, lean and thin, whined and trotted over to him. What would the boy do? Throw a stone or kick it cruelly? Neither. Instead, he crouched down, tore open the biscuits, and held a few out to him, talking slowly and softly, tickling behind the ears. Then he got up, patted the dog, and walked on, getting smaller and smaller in the distance.